Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, the footnotes. Now for our guest this week, we have England international rugby legend, James Haskell.
Hello.
Hey mate, how's it going?
Oh my God, I am so excited. This is the single greatest achievement of my life. being invited on My Dad Wrote a Porno. I've had butterflies in my stomach all day.
It's been a long time coming, this. We've been trying to organise this for ages.
I know, we've been talking and I obviously came down to the very first live show, which I thought was incredible. I brought Chloe along. She's very upset that she's not here this evening.
This is your other half.
Yeah, she wanted to come and watch, I think. And I basically think, no, you're not invited.
She's a voyeur.
Yeah. So I don't think she's going to be at home when I'm there. I think the wedding's off. But anyway, I risk it all for My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate you being here.
Now, James, you have been so diligent that you've made notes.
Yes, I have for every kind of series. I mean,
for every series?
Well, no, let me explain, okay? So My Dad Wrote a Porno is such a roller coaster, as you know, right? It's so intense, it's so exciting, there's so much going on. Mm. But it's also one of those things I hear, and then I need an instant hotline to call in because I have so many questions and so many queries, and like I want to like interrupt and say, oh my God, what was Rocky thinking? What was he doing? Like Des Martin, was it then the last one? Who lives in a bedsit? Why has he made him live in a bedsit and drive an orange car? It's like, why? But it's like he's such a sorry state. And the guy with all the video cameras,
Ken Jewsbury.
Yeah. In a shady flat with like, you know, it's mildew and like skids on the toilet and like horrible things. He's got cameras that he didn't even use. It's like, what madman wrote this book?
That's your issue, that he didn't use the cameras.
Yeah, what's the ball? He's going to make a home video and he toweled her down with bits of old newspaper. Like, there's nothing erotic about that. Why is there boggy pussies everywhere? I can't.
Well, that's a valid question.
God, you bring it all flooding back, James. I think I'd blocked most of it out of my head, but it's suddenly all become real again. The start of book four was set at a wedding. There was like three chapters. We thought we were going to be at the wedding for the whole of book four.
It went on forever, that wedding, Giselle's wedding.
And we were like, well, it's the wedding of the year, but obviously there was another big wedding this year that you went to, the royal wedding.
Yeah.
How was it?
Unbelievable. Everything you'd want it to be, actually. I was kind of blown away by the whole affair. I've been lucky enough to know Harry for quite a while, and I couldn't believe I got the invite. I thought it must be a mistake. I was like, they're never letting me anywhere near.
I mean, I am surprised as well, to be honest.
A lot of people were.
They checked it at the door several times.
The Queen was like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Shoot that man. And I just think it was awesome. Like, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to go. I was supposed to be playing that day, but I got injured.
Convenient.
No, I didn't actually. Everyone made that point. It was like, oh, you know, you should have been there supporting the team. I was like, I tried a week to get fit to do it.
And also Harry and Meghan were getting married, so guys.
I know. It was one of those things, and we ended up, sadly, we lost the game, which is a shame. But I was at the wedding and it was amazing.
Was it anything like Giselle's wedding?
No. But again, that the wedding's an interesting one because of how apologetic your dad is about sex, how he just legitimately let someone get fingered in the middle of the church.
I know.
I would have thought of all the places nothing could have possibly gone on, he would have written in the church.
Yeah.
She going, oh my God, I've had the time of my life. I'm coming. Like,
it's an unwritten rule, isn't it? I mean, it's not a Ten Commandment, but, you know, don't diddle someone in a church. But
there was none of that going on, obviously.
Did you meet Oprah?
Do you know what? I didn't. I met Tom Hardy.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
I bet you guys got on like a house on fire.
I think I got a bit of fanboy on him.
Did you make him do the Bane voice?
No, I don't. That is a bit weird. I didn't like make him do anything. I think I would have been a bit like, go on, mate, go on, do the thing. Put me in a headlock like a warrior. Do the Bane thing. I tell you, I did this is the best moment of my entire life that happened at the wedding. And I don't want to sound, it's going to sound really wanky, but I'll tell you anyway. I went to a gig of Elton John's at the iTunes Festival a while ago, and I managed to get backstage and meet him. Amazing guy, actually, with Nicholas Holt. That's where I met.
Oh, yeah.
I met him. Anyway, fast forward a couple of years to the Royal Wedding. I'm talking to Chloe, and I get a tap on the shoulder. I turn round and it's Elton John.
Fuck off.
And I
swear Sir Elton to you.
Sir Elton, sorry, Christ. Sorry. Professor Sir Elton, legend of the John. And he said, hello, James, how are you? And I was like,
Are you serious?
I literally almost had a fucking full meltdown. And I was like, I'm very good. Anyway, had a little chat. I told him how much I loved him in the Kingsman Magic Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And because he played himself, and he's just so awesome.
Of his whole body of work.
Yeah.
That was the thing you dredged up.
No, well.
People rate Tiny Dancer.
Can I just say the cameo in that was unbelievable. And then he went and performed four songs, kind of where, as close as you guys are to me.
That's amazing.
And for me, that was the best thing. Just watching Elton sing, like that close to him, and everyone having a great time, and obviously hearing the speeches and stuff was...
Were you there the whole day? You were a full day guest.
James, I was
a
lurker. Don't sound surprised. That's rude.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised.
Did you qualify? But it was just awesome. There's one person I didn't meet, which I really wanted to, was Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely legend. He's like the coolest man on earth.
Yeah.
I love Luther.
He's a dear personal friend.
Is he?
No, I've interviewed him once. He wouldn't remember me. But
I don't think Elton John will remember me. Maybe
well,
he's going to tap
maybe
my shoulder.
Maybe he will.
I mean, James, we all know why Elton John remembered you. He was Google image searching.
No, he actually loves his rugby, unbelievably.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, he...
Then I'll shut right up.
or I do look good with my clothes on. Body like Baywatch, face like Crime Watch, as I've been told many times.
Have people already said that to you?
Oh, all the time. Oh, the prawn. Rip your head off, your left for the best bit. unbelievable scenes, isn't it? Luckily, I've got like a cast iron. I go and cry a lot. Chloe's got to pick up the pieces.
Right, sure.
It's fine. But also, yeah, that is one of the problems.
It's one of the problems.
It's one of the problems.
I like that James Cooper thought you were one of the revelers that were just gathering outside.
Come on, Megan.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Sock. Have you seen George?
Well done, Sunshine. She's a corker. Oh,
I brought my lovely plate with both your faces on it.
Looks great.
I've got my
miniatures. Will you sign them?
It was actually inside, James.
I can't believe that.
Congratulations.
That's fun.
Thank you. It was,
But do you have to rein it in a bit more than a normal wedding? Because you're not going to get like off your face, are you, at the royal wedding?
I bet you did.
I have got some amazing stories, which are not even from this one, actually. I was very lucky to go to Mike Tindall and Zara Phillips' wedding.
So this isn't your first royal wedding?
Guilty. I know you thought you were doing me a favour getting me on this podcast. We'll throw him a bone. He's been waiting for fucking 40 years. He will not stop fucking ringing me. But no, actually, I think
you've actually found some friends in the interim.
I'm big time. There's at least five of your listeners who know who I am. People called me a prawn, but actually, I think you'll find I've done many front covers.
Was that one mental?
Oh, incredible. I woke up next day and I was like this. What did I do? And I honestly.
Just the full Dreadheart.
The Dreadheart, like the absolute sketch of all sketches. Like I had that, like, monkey just on my back, like, you're gonna die, what have you done? I had the demons from hell, the drink demons, so much so that I sat on the train on the way back from Scotland just like head on the window going, oh my god, this is the worst moment of my entire life, like, what did I do
is worse than I can't believe I did that.
Well, actually no, it was more I remember. I don't get blackout drunk. I remember every single detail.
Can you give us one?
Well, I picked up one member of the royal family and was carrying them around and was like, tried to take them home with
against
me.
Their will,
sort of. They said no, I said yes, that's how it goes, you know.
That's probably why he invited you to his own wedding. It was clearly Harry,
possibly.
So where did you manage to get them to?
Well, pretty far until the armed police and you've got to put them down. I'll tell you off air.
Really? Yeah, oh, my God. Amazing.
Oh, my God. Turn the microphones up, James.
Yeah.
We've definitely turned them off, James. Why is that red light still blinking?
Yeah.
That explains that shrapnel wound. Okay, fine. Yeah.
That limp.
So you're getting married.
Yes.
What are you planning for your wedding?
We've got to do a legal one in the UK.
You're doing an abroad wedding.
We are doing.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one episode you talk about is your sister's getting a
wedding. Yeah.
She's having an abroad wedding, yeah.
Yeah, an abroad
is
wedding.
Is that a thing? Wasn't it the very statement, an abroad wedding isn't a thing?
It's not a thing.
No, it is a thing.
Destination wedding.
Make it a thing.
Fine. Well, I'm You're having an abroad wedding, but I've got legally married in here. Not in here. That would be amazing. We're going to go do it, I think, in Greece.
Lovely. Nice. Would you like Rocky to officiate?
I mean, I've got to meet. I tell you what, we've got to have a night on the piss and actually get to know him and then.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be a bit weird if he did it without knowing.
I think you know him pretty intimately from the podcast, to be honest.
Yeah, I do. I just, I part of me really wants to meet him, part of me doesn't want to meet him because I just don't want to have the illusion shattered.
He would live up to the hype. He is...
Do meet your heroes.
Oh, in this case, absolutely.
James, we need to go out on a night out with Rocky. I think you'll have a great time.
I think you're the blokiest bloke we've ever had on this podcast.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Can I get out?
Lads,
we're all drinking beer in tribute.
We wouldn't usually do this. We're just trying to look good in front of you.
You're looking really pained. You'd be spitting it out behind yourself.
I loves me the lager.
Beaks. Beaks is my favourite beer. No, what is your perspective on how the men are portrayed in these books? Because we kind of talked before about, you know, like you're saying, they all kind of live pathetic lives.
They're kind of awful characters.
They're awful characters. I just think some of them are like apologetic, like they're just their capabilities. You know, Belinda obviously is. I'm not sure her tech is that great. I don't think she's ever like. I think she just thinks she's so good and her boobs are so superior to every other woman that she's winning the weight. What happens if she's met a man that isn't into her boobs?
Well,
you know,
an ass man, for example.
Yeah, and I just think they're just kind of.
I don't think that man exists, James. I don't think that man exists.
I'm a bum man. Straight up.
Seen Belinda's boobs,
well,
though.
Yeah, I suppose.
They'll turn even the bummiest of men.
She never seems to be her mind. I mean, her mind's got a mind of its own. It's all inner voice where she's always having that inner monologue with herself about herself. But all the guys are like apologetic and either a mutant rank penis that sheds skin and fires blue semen or...
I wonder who you could be talking about.
or like incompetent oral skills or just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. None of them are like... Actually, that manly and that good. I think this Spooner bloke, James Spooner, who's lasered her, you know, her dress off with cufflink lasers and somehow didn't burn her face, her eyes or her nose off. He could potentially be the first manly man. And because he's got a voice of Sean Connery, I'm expecting massive things from him.
I'm really glad that you knew that it was Sean Connery as well. That means that my accents are kind of improving, guys.
So for you, he's the laddiest of the lads.
Yes, I think so.
Peter Rouse.
Went off the boil a bit though, didn't he, Pete?
Yeah, but we knew which one was the cow? Was it the cowboy?
Yeah, Hank Skank.
Yeah, Hank Skank. But the one where he describes his big, thick, like farmer's fingers or rancher's hands. And you know what? I can imagine like big, gnarled, like sausage fingers. But even then, they don't do a proper job on anything.
Proper job!
This is the frustrating thing. This is the one thing that I've got with my dad. Nobody has done a proper job on anyone. Not one of them's had decent sex. That's my problem. It's all kind of like a mishmash of terrible things. Do you know what? I've not heard one erotic story and gone, this is unbelievable. I'm actually getting a little bit fired up here.
Smoke up the arse.
That was unbelievable as well, because I wondered, because I know there was like always a bit of nervous tension, was he going to go into the realms of anal? Like he stayed away from there. And then he went, do you know what? No one's going to play with an ass. We're just going to put smoke up it and they're going to blow smoke out of it. And I'm thinking, she hasn't prepared for that. What was if she had a big morning? Like, you know what I mean? I just don't think, mechanically, it just didn't work for me.
Okay, sure. Just the logistics of it.
Yeah, I just don't think you can just willy-nilly go sticking cigars or smoke up people's bottoms and then, I'm not sure it's that erotic.
And please don't, if you're listening, go and willy-nilly stick cigars or smoke up people's bottoms.
He almost self-sabotages. Do you know what I mean? I throw something in there that's so off-key. Like a phrase, like the way he described Bish, you know, yellow teeth. And his breath, you're like, he hasn't brushed his teeth properly.
No.
He's got some sort of terrible lung problem. He's coughing, he's wheezing. And then she's licked semen off his flaccid penis. I'm like, why couldn't you just make it like a little bit normal? But then the chapter will end. Just as they're getting going, Belinda will spot some turkey. And then the bloke will come and she'll go, I'm amazing. And then the chapter will end. And it's like, why? How? That just to let it roll. Just let it develop.
Yeah,
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well,
what else is on your list? I'm so intrigued, James.
Yeah. I literally made so many notes on this thing. If my iPhone will open. I said the licking had come off the flaccid penis.
I've said that. I've covered
said that. Pussy meat? He described that in one of those things.
Yeah.
What are you picturing there?
That was festive.
A big red ham. But you know, I tell you what it is. You know, like, some of the things he's... So, okay, I'll let you into a little secret. There's two things. Some of the anatomy he chooses, I reckon, has come out of, like, they used to be a couple of porn mags that someone told me about. Obviously. A friend of a friend told me. Called Escort and Razzle. And they used to pay readers' wives, like, £20 to expose themselves. And it'd be like Debbie from Norwich, and it would be a big red fanny. That would be like, it was not great, right? I imagine that's where he's like got.
Was it just the genital area, or were they in it?
No, it was boobs as well, but like it was like on terrible bed sheets with like,
yeah, kind of 70s,
yeah, 70s thing. But you get paid £20, so you get like
£20 for a big red fanny.
Yeah, yeah. They know they've obviously trimmed it up for the photos and like shaved his rash,
right? Yeah. Okay, yeah,
and like it's just not great. But you're getting 20 sheets, so that's why they're...
Yeah, quite right.
That's why they're into it. So that's what I would describe as pussy meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking that is.
Not that you've thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've really come with examples there.
So a long time ago, again, a friend of a friend of mine, hypothetically, initials JH, but it's not, just not related to me,
sure,
read some erotica. And in this particular book, penises were all getting lodged in and around the cervix.
Lodged?
No.
Around it, like, or in it, yeah. Like, it was, they were implying that this person had such a big...
Hefty
penis, right? That it was getting wedged in and around there. And I thought to myself, what if Rocky's had the same book? Like, got the same, because if you didn't know, you would think that cervix would play a role in normal sex. But obviously... it clearly doesn't. So I wondered if he'd read the same book.
Maybe. I mean, that might have been the only book that he had access to.
That's
in
what
Northern
I mean.
Ireland.
And it was, because obviously Northern Ireland, you know, it's quite straight line. You can't.
Sex,
you know,
is a taboo.
Yeah,
100%. Or was, at least.
Yeah,
very Presbyterian.
I mean, you're not selling porn mags in shops. Your education is like from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who was once in England who saw something, I imagine.
From afar.
That's exactly how these
Someone
books
shouted
are
across the channel.
And it was quite foggy.
Yeah, yeah. Grab a cervix. What? It's called vaginal labia. Vaginal lids. That's the one. Yeah.
And Dad's been making his own list for 50 years.
Exactly.
Shall we meet? Pussy meat. What?
Yes. Right. So I think that that's kind of happened. And I wonder if, because erotica might have been, smuggled in and he's read it. And
across
it's
the border.
Penis got lodged into the cervix.
Where do you think he lived?
Like a World War II kind of thing. Parachuting stuff in, I imagine.
Alice, it was a war zone when Dad grew up there. That's what you forget, you know, Northern Ireland in the 70s. Not great.
I just didn't think that was the contraband. Debbie in, where was she?
Debbie from Norwich. Yeah. No, I don't think he was getting porn, mate. I think he was getting written literature, I think, later on.
Right.
Because he's, I'd like to think he's done some research because he got the eggs that kept falling out of the Duchess's fanny. Like, those eggs are supposed to stay in. There's no way they're slipping out. No way.
You know a lot
out.
About the eggs.
I know a little about a lot of things, right?
Well, I want to talk about this a little bit as well, because last season we had Emma Sale on the show, who runs Killing Kittens. Could you possibly have been involved in any of the anecdotes that she maybe have mentioned?
I actually know Emma very well. I've got to know her. I couldn't possibly comment, to be honest with you. Hypothetically, possibly, maybe, someone who looked a little bit like me might have, you know, looked through the letterbox of one of those parties and run away screaming back to church and to, obviously, apologise for my sins. And
to scour yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Alcohol body rubbing, the whole thing. No, but Emma, yeah, it's amazing, those things. I think...
From what you've heard and seen through the letterbox, what kind of things are we seeing?
Well, exactly what she kind of said. It's kind of like a relaxed
orgy.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically
a relaxed orgy.
Yeah, I think
it's a very chilled out rampant orgy.
I just think we've done kind of gone full circle. It's sort of in ancient Rome that was kind of all the go, and then obviously as we've gone through it,
and I
imagine you've gone sort of all that. If you imagine a timeline, a progress, we've now got where we're freely talking about your dad's erotica on, you know, it's the biggest podcast. Was it the biggest podcast in the world?
Don't go on about
Sure, yeah, let's we'll call it that, yeah.
Biggest podcast in the world, like everybody lives and breathes this show. Because I wonder how Jamie was conceived, because there's no way he knows what he's doing. Your mum must be an angel and she must have the patience of a saint and she must have, like, noise-cancelling headphones for when... Because she can't possibly read these books, because... I wonder if it was a bit like the Harry Enfield sketch where the two people, Mr. and Mrs. Chumley Warner, are sitting in bed, it's black and white, and they go, well, dear, shall we have sex? And it's like, if you must, dear. The lights go off, they come back on again, they're both sick in bowls, never talk of it again, and then the baby's delivered. That's how I imagine Jamie was created.
I know, it's quite a vivid image, isn't it?
So you go to that's full circle. So those kind of things are now, we see it as not very normal, but what Emma does, a lot of people buy into it, it's quite fun from what I've told.
Weird way of saying you were there.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you say I was there?
I love that you tried to derail us via ancient Rome.
And Harry Enfield.
Yeah.
It's quite a good
Needless to say, I had the last time. Actually, I should just write these books, because that's like a story from him. I've literally led you one place, told you nothing, and walked off.
You are the true heir to Rocky Flintstone. Congratulations.
One thing I wanted to talk about was the Swedish man who's on the Tendu.
Oh, yes.
The standard ship.
Oh, the Swedish man, yeah.
The Swedish man. Yeah. I think that could be me.
Butch.
The virgin.
Are you about to tell us your...
A little bit Swedish, no.
No, I was thinking your virginity story.
Oh, have I portrayed myself as a bit of a cag? Sorry, I don't know where you got that from. I've absolutely done nothing. And obviously, Chloe and I don't believe in sex before marriage. So, no, I thought in terms of like a character.
Do you want to play Butch in the movie? Is that what you're trying to...
Yeah, we'd have to reinvent some of his chat because it's pretty average. And like, the very fact he can't choose between five women and goes, yes, I'll have that one. Push down the chicks. It's like, you're being an absolute fanny, mate. Like, sort it out. Like, what are you worried about? But I reckon I was trying to think who all these people are, because I know you've got Elijah Woods chosen someone.
Yeah.
Nicholas Holt's chosen someone. Everyone's kind of chosen one.
You want a piece of this?
I just think who would be like a Swedish, I'm blonde.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but no offence, but you aren't an actor, so...
But I'm a man of many talents.
Oh, this is true.
Dave, you're not seen.
You're a prawn, mate.
I'm
get
a
out.
Prawn. Listen, if you lot are making a world-class podcast, anyone could do anything. So
that is true.
Amen, sister. Oh my God.
Honestly, it's so... Are you surprised how ramshackle it is?
I love it, though. I love it's all balanced on cookbooks. Like,
yeah.
Do you have a favourite character? I know you'd like to maybe play Butch. You feel like you kind of got the right attributes for that, although I maybe think you're a tiny bit old.
How fucking dare hell. You? I'm actually only 25. I know what you're thinking. 28, but he's had a hell of a paper round uphill into the wind. I'm actually 33, unbelievably.
Are you 33?
Shocked, all of you shocked.
Oh my God, I'm older than you.
Are you?
I'm 34.
The hell's your moisturising regimen?
I'll lent you.
Yeah, no, I've aged badly, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have.
Listen, you've been tackling people with your face for the last 7.5 years. Getting beaten shitless for a living, that's basically what
use
happened.
Your arms and legs, yeah, I keep telling you.
I can't, you've obviously never seen me. Look at my hat, look. My fingers don't work anymore, I know.
Oh my God.
Are you doing a claw?
No, that's it.
James has got a little finger that kind of bends it. You can't straighten that.
No, I can't, and that one I can't straighten either, but it's got...
Oh my God.
That little finger is...
Ranking it.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It's perfect, like for the
look at my strong hat. I'll give him a strong hat. Yeah. I had them liquidated, you little shit. They're innocent.
So we can all do voices. That was Dr. Evil, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
It's as good as one of yours.
Just stop trying to take over the podcast.
Sorry, I always do that. Okay, character wise, trying to think who.
Do you relate to anyone?
Oh my God, if you relate to someone in this book, you've got serious problems.
Yeah.
The Duchess, I think I'm going to go with anyone, because that, you know, she's got like that nicotine stain voice, so like, that kind of real husky thing. I know you changed her voice, but I can imagine it just, she looks like the one from Something About Mary. With
yes.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
Great shout.
No, like that, but
horrible, like constant, like nicotine stain. Oh, Belinda. my eggs have fallen out again.
I don't know why she's gone northern, but you know what I'm saying? That's what I imagine it to be like.
You have painted a picture with words there, yeah.
And then, that she turns up in a 4x4 Land Rover with the gin van on the back, and like a bit like the child catcher, just luring sort of businesswomen into the back of it.
Gin and tonics, anyone?
And then she puts it down, like she shuts it and drives off, pulls out a zinc line case with a pneumatic drill-do on it.
Drill-do?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one before.
You've not heard of it?
No. A drill-do?
A drill-do.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Google that later. Obviously behind closed doors.
I'm literally doing it now.
Yeah, a drill-do. Yeah, it's quite aggressive.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. There's literally a hand drill.
Yeah.
And then is that a butt plug?
I'm unfamiliar with any of this stuff, so I wouldn't be able to comment.
Sure. It's a compatible drill-do bit, and then there's a 10-inch realistic dildo, which I assume you attach to the drill.
Yeah. Does it have a battery pack? Because if anybody has used a drill, they know that it's really annoying to have to, you know, when like it's run out of battery.
Alice, there's an AC adapter included.
That's all I needed to know.
Alice, how much drill-do were you planning on doing? This has got a 5-hour thing. It's going to run for ages. Like, what were you...
Once I've started, you might as well clear the diary.
Ah, there are no customer reviews. Yet.
Excuse me.
Can you use it on a normal drill? Do you have to buy the drill? Or like, it says here... Transform your basic household drill into the ultimate sex tool.
No.
I don't know why you're looking at me as if I'm a professional. I've just heard about these things. Like I made it very clear, and I want to be very clear about this. I've never attended any dodgy sex parties, been involved in any crimes, or had anything other than normal, straight up and down sex.
Standard sex.
Hypothetically, though, I think you probably can attach that to any any drill that you want, but I would probably buy a professional version because you don't want to make a bodge up DIY situation and cause yourself harm.
You don't.
Potentially.
You could go through a partition wall there.
Well, if you set it onto the hammer setting, you could be in real trouble. Hips gone. It's one thing to turn up with a zinc lined case with a big black dildo in it. It's another thing to unpack a drildo and start assembling it like a Bond sniper rifle, like screwing bits in.
Does it have a silencer on it?
Oh, hopefully. Otherwise the neighbours, all the cutlery in the house would be rattling downstairs. Yeah, it would be hell.
Oh my God. Yeah,
again, I'll reiterate. I have no idea about this.
A friend told you again, yeah.
Who is this friend?
Oh, very dirty guy. Lucky Flintstone. There you go.
Who else have you told about the podcast?
I've told everybody I know.
Good. Have you told all the rugby guys about it?
I even told Richard last night about it.
Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Richard Madeley?
Yeah.
Of Richard and Judy?
Of Richard and Judy. Yeah, I told him last night.
And how did he respond?
He said 100% I'm going to listen to it.
Really? Well, he'll listen to this episode at least.
I hope so. Well, not this episode. Let's skip past it. One. I want to be married by the time they listen to this episode. Because there were like a few questions. One, what was that drilling noise? Who was thinking doing DIY in the house, James? I've told anyone who sits down and goes, oh, you should listen to this podcast, listen to a great one about health and fitness, or this guy, I'm like, forget that. My dad wrote a porno.
Great, thank you.
You need like, because it's a game changer, I think. I've been learning about body parts. You've been learning about body parts.
Have I not?
A lot of things you just didn't need to ever know.
Seriously, I know more now than I think maybe most straight men.
I think this is not a great advertisement for being straight. Like, no. I would happily be gay, like having listened to this book going,
in this
God.
World.
Yeah, in this world. I'd be like, it's a lot of nonsense. There's not a lot of good sex going on. The female anatomy are not the best. I'd much rather be sticking with the lads.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think finally another convert. Welcome. Yeah.
Big news for everyone. James has just come out as
My God, there's going to be street parties.
Well, James, thank you so much for coming. This has been great.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I didn't want to, you know, undervalue it when I came up. This is one of the greatest moments of my entire life. And if I've put anyone off, I apologise. But I've got so much off my chest. But there is so much more to come. So I will literally be hounding you for another couple of years to get back on, because we've got more.
Just check back in.
This was like note page one of 150 notes of discussion. So, but I'll be back. But thank you so much for having me. It's a great honour.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.